W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S.'s beleaguered immigration system is bracing for a surge in migrants crossing the southern border as a pandemic-era immigration policy called Title 42 came to an end Thursday night. ABC's Maria Villarreal.
We are still seeing a number of military troops come down to the border sent down by the Department of Defense. The Texas National Guard is here, over 900 of them in El Paso alone. And a number of cities have also declared emergencies ahead of this to try and just prepare for what might come.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas warning migrants that those who illegally cross the border will be ineligible for asylum. Police in Philadelphia say one of two escaped inmates has been captured. Nasir Grant was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals. Meanwhile, they say Amin Hurst remains at large. Manhattan prosecutors say the ex-Marine seen on viral video putting a homeless man in a fatal chokehold will face second-degree manslaughter. This is ABC News. The IRS is taking steps to protect the identity of its workers, as the agency says it's concerned about threats aimed at its employees.
It isn't too hard to find out about someone by using social media, and that fact is not lost on IRS officials, who say it's getting way too easy to track down or harass its workers or their families. So the tax man will limit how much of their personal information you can see in official communication. It's removing workers' first names from communications and leaving just their last names, along with Mr., Ms., or a gender-neutral title. The changes will take effect next month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The chief suspect in the unsolved 2005 disappearance of American student Natalie Holloway is poised to face charges for the first time after the government of Peru approved his extradition to the U.S. Joran Vandersloot is a Dutch citizen and is expected to be extradited to face trial on extortion and wire fraud charges. He's already in prison in Peru for the murder of a Peruvian woman. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 55. Overnight, under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast, around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, high at 73. Lows dip down to about 51 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Upper 60s. Saturday, turning much cooler. Sunday, with highs in the upper 50s and scattered showers possible. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 55 overnight. High of 73 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media. This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S.'s beleaguered immigration system is bracing for a surge in migrants crossing the southern border as a pandemic-era immigration policy called Title 42 came to an end Thursday night. ABC's Maria Villarreal.
We are still seeing a number of military troops come down to the border sent down by the Department of Defense. The Texas National Guard is here, over 900 of them in El Paso alone. And a number of cities have also declared emergencies ahead of this to try and just prepare for what might come.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas warning migrants that those who illegally cross the border will be ineligible for asylum. Police in Philadelphia say one of two escaped inmates has been captured. Nasir Grant was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals. Meanwhile, they say Amin Hurst remains at large. Manhattan prosecutors say the ex-Marine seen on viral video putting a homeless man in a fatal chokehold will face second-degree manslaughter. This is ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Linies and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. The 22-year-old woman missing from Polk County has been found. Krista Marie Welch was reported missing on Tuesday night. She hadn't been seen since May 7th. The Polk County Sheriff's Office announced that she had been found on Wednesday afternoon. Canadian company Greenlight Metals, under the name Greenlight Wisconsin, has gotten conditional approval by the Wisconsin DNR to start exploratory drilling for copper and gold. It's at a 40-acre site owned by the U.S. Forest Service, about 20 miles northwest of Medford in Taylor County. The work is expected to last about 10 weeks. The company must comply with detailed conditions for wetlands and waterways, erosion control, and endangered resources at the site. The Brewers are off today after Wednesday's 8-1 loss to the Dodgers. They're back at AmFam Field tomorrow night against the Royals. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup, with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 55. Overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, high at 73. Lows dip down to about 51 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Upper 60s. Saturday turning much cooler. Sunday with highs in the upper 50s and scattered showers possible. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 55 overnight. High of 73 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special
ABC News.